You're listening to SBS News.
Woiwurrung man Norman Frank lives with his wife Samara and their five children in remote Tennant Creek, just over 10 hours south of Darwin. Mr. Frank says he's seen firsthand the effect climate change is having on the region.
It's killing the whole country out there too. Our water holes, our permanent water holes and rock holes and our country, it looks so burnt now.
Refrigeration is vital for Mr. Frank, who uses it to keep life-saving medication and water cool. This means high energy bills that he hopes to curb with solar power.
And the sun will be there for a lifetime. It's not going to run away. It's not going to go. It's going to go down. It's going to rise up again the next day and go for another 24 hours.
Mr. Frank is the first Aboriginal person in the Territory to try and connect rooftop solar through a prepaid meter common in remote communities. But the Northern Territory government has yet to set a price for solar power access through prepaid meters. The task would require updating electricity pricing guidelines in the Northern Territory. Chancey Paik is the Minister for Indigenous Essential Services.
We are working with Jacana Energy around the tariff systems because this is new territory, but we're absolutely committed to finding a solution.
Once done, 10,000 prepaid meter customers from low-income and Indigenous communities could potentially benefit from solar power. And with the wet season temperatures creeping into the 40s, medical professionals like Simon Quilty, an Alice Springs doctor, say affordable energy must become a priority.
Extreme heat that disrupts the power supply for even a couple of hours can destroy their medications and destroy the contents of their food and is immediately life-threatening. It's a very significant and very overlooked issue.
Tennant Creek had previously been nominated as the location for the Sun Cable solar farm. The site has since moved to Powell Creek Station near Elliot, and when finished, it will be the world's biggest solar farm, supplying energy to Darwin and Singapore. But some traditional owners say they're yet to hear of any local benefits. Dan Bostock is a traditional owner from Powell Creek Station and is speaking on behalf of the Bills and Benson family.
We're not having them come to us and ask us question or have a word with us because we're the rightful owner of the land.
3 hours north of Tennant Creek, the Mullinger community is empowering First Nations people to be leaders in renewables. They're taking the first steps with a solar-powered community centre. Traditional owners and people living in remote Indigenous communities near the projected Sun Cable initiative say the future is in community-led projects like this. Ray Dixon from Mullinger Community hopes they'll be a model for other communities.
It'll be like a spotlight here at Mullinger for other outstation living area, other community can do it too, you know.
Mullinger is currently powered by the diesel station in Elliot, but they're now in talks to solar power the entire outstation.
It's good for the environment and good for the climate. It's good for country and good for people health, you know. And I think the future needed, you know.
A new dawn, perhaps, bringing more affordable energy to all Australians. Anita Bolle, SBS News.